HealthRadio.fm. I'm your host, Tammy Lee McNabb. My guest today is Janet Tinney of Essential Health Natural Wellness Center. Janet is a physiotherapist with a special interest in osteopathy with over 30 years experience in private hospital and rehabilitation settings, working with people of all ages and abilities. Welcome to the show, Janet.
Thank you very much, Tammy Lynn. I am excited to be here to talk to you about something I think is really important to your listeners. We've all had shoulder pain at some time. Part of that is because we're blessed with living in beautiful West Coast British Columbia, where many of us enjoy a really active lifestyle, outdoors playing golf or tennis. We go to fitness clubs, work out in a gym, do some yoga. We just have a busy lifestyle, and that's great. But sometimes all those really fun things can affect our shoulders. And sometimes it's just something as simple around the house as raking leaves or folding laundry, too, that can cause shoulder problems. Now, everybody has a shoulder tweak once in a while, and it lasts a few days, and we're over it. And that's great. That doesn't really require any special attention or concern. But when things don't resolve in about 6 to 12 weeks, then it's time to get some help. Shoulder pain doesn't happen for no reason, and it's not about having a bad luck day or there's no cause. There is a reason, and we really just need to find the cause of why that is. When I talk to my patients, it really comes down to one out of two scenarios. Either they can give me a date when this all went down, or they can't. If they can give me a date, it's usually because of a specific injury, such as a fall, falling on some wet leaves and hitting the ground, falling skiing on the slopes, or maybe you got hit with a wakeboard. All those things can cause shoulder injury. Another way you can get shoulder pain where you know the date is kind of a misuse, like you helped your friend move. Or maybe you've misused the shoulder in some way, such as you're putting some patio stones in your backyard and it's just getting really heavy towards the end of the day. And then you go to shrug your shoulders as you lift that last heavy stone. That's misusing your shoulder, and that's going to cause damage too. Then there's people that can't give me a date of when they hurt their shoulder. Well, it just started hurting for no reason. Can't really remember any specific event. Just woke up one day, there it was. No idea why. Well, we can still figure out what the cause is. And I think it's important to figure out the cause, because if you don't know what the cause is, you can't really fix it. So I'll look at a person and look at their posture. If the head is forward, if a person sits with their head forward because they're working on a computer or maybe they're having to strain to see their computer screen, if you sit with your head forward a lot, that causes long-term damage to the shoulder musculature. It causes the shoulder to wear improperly. It wears, it strains, it tears, and that adds up over time. Or maybe the person has their shoulders that are rounded forward, somewhat of a slouched upper back, or maybe the pelvis is uneven. All those things I can see by looking at someone, and that'll cause long-term shoulder problems because it puts the shoulder in a very bad biomechanical position. So every time you go to fix your hair or put a glass in that top cupboard, you strain that shoulder, doing more damage a little bit, day after day, time after time. Another reason why the shoulder can start hurting but you don't really know why is just over time with injury or use, life, you get some stiffness developing in the joint itself, which means the connective tissue around the bone just becomes taut, knitted, almost like a cocoon drawing in on itself. That stiffness I can tell by the pattern of the shoulder movement. I look at a person and how they move their shoulder. Certain patterns will point me in a different direction of which specific structure is stiff. But any stiffness in the shoulder at all will cause long-term damage to the musculature. Sometimes people get aches in their shoulder and their doctor says it's bursitis. Or maybe even their neighbor tells them, oh, I had bursitis in my shoulder, that's what you've got too. Bursitis means there's an inflammation of a bursa, which bursa is Latin for envelope, which means there's a little pocket full of tissue in your shoulder that's supposed to be a cushion for all those tendons fighting for a chance of a parking spot on your shoulder bone. Bursitis is an imbalance of muscles. There are some weak muscles, and there's some tight ones. We tend to create favorites in our lives, in our muscles, and as well as anything else. We tend to overuse a particular group of muscle. You can call it accidental neglect of the others. Like, for example, the muscles between the shoulder blades. They get slack, and that causes the shoulder blades to creep forward onto the chest wall. And by having the shoulder blade in the wrong position, that causes damage to the point of the shoulder of those muscles in there, the rotator cuff, and that will cause long-term damage and shoulder pain over time.
You talked about bursitis. I have bursitis in my hips, and one of the things that I've been doing is having cortisone shots in my hips. How do you feel about that, and what's your remedy for bursitis in the shoulder?
That's a great question, and I think a cortisone shot definitely has a good place in the treatment plan. I think what the shoulder or any bursitis responds to is the cortisone injection stops inflammation. It's almost like an atomic bomb. Bang, it stops that inflammation. It stops it cold, and it's very successful. But it doesn't address perhaps the cause of the bursitis. Why was it there in the first place? You didn't get this bursitis by accident. It happened for a reason. And maybe if you don't address those reasons, you're looking at maybe another cortisone shot down the way. So a cortisone shot can be a very important part to get you over that short-term pain. If you're in so much pain you can't sleep, maybe it's worth having it done. But I think it's part of an overall treatment plan so that you address what's causing the bursitis, this imbalance of musculature, so that the tight ones get stretched and the weak ones get strengthened. I think that will be effective in preventing it coming back in the long term.
A lot of different physiotherapists use machines in their therapy. What do you do in the work that you do?
I think that the machines have a place for short-term inflammation. If you've got some inflammation in the body, I think the machines can help you in the short term. But again, I think it's important to look for a long-term solution. What is causing the inflammation? If it's acute trauma, perhaps that's all that's necessary. But if it's a chronic problem, if it's something that's lasting for a long time, I think in order to get a successful resolution, we need to look at the underlying causes of any kind of movement disorder. See what it is. Is it postural? Is it muscle? Is it tight tendons? Let's look at this and see if we can correct this so it goes away and it stays gone.
Thank you, Janet, for your insight. That was fantastic listening for our viewing our audience today. If you want more information from Janet, you want to reach her, you can visit her at www.drdrcobi.com. Thank you, Janet.
Thank you very much, Tammy.